A symbol of the Nazi regime has landed a member of the British royal family on the front page of the tabloids. Prince Harry, third in line to the throne, was photographed wearing a Nazi swastika while attending a costume party. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from London, the photos were published just weeks before international commemoration of the Holocaust.
Harry the Nazi, Hitler Youth. These were the headlines in The Sun, a popular London tabloid. The pictures with them showed a birthday bash at Harry's friend's country manor last weekend. Harry wore desert fatigues, with a swastika armband and German Army lapel insignia. The initial response was disbelief. Former royal press spokesman Dickie Arbiter said he was astounded that, as he put it,
a member of the royal family, albeit a young member of the royal family, can be so incredibly stupid, given that he's had a first-class education. You cannot but know what happened, and yet he can dress up like that and go to a party and be photographed.
On January 27th, Harry's grandmother, Queen Elizabeth II, will meet with Holocaust survivors at St. James Palace. She'll also attend a national commemoration of the liberation of prisoners from Auschwitz, the Nazi concentration camp. Some had suggested that Harry himself should join the ceremonies at Auschwitz to see what that swastika he wore really stood for. A spokesman rejected that idea. Prince Harry apologized in a written statement for what he called a poor choice of costume. But some critics wanted a more personal apology. One of these was Conservative Party leader Michael Howard, who is himself Jewish.
I've no doubt that his father and his family will have a good deal to say to him in private. I think it might be appropriate for him to tell us himself just how contrite he now is.
As third in line to the British throne, Harry is no stranger to tabloid attention. Last year, the papers took relish in reporting about his scuffle with a photographer outside a pub. Earlier, they published his admission to underage drinking and smoking marijuana. Later this year, Harry is due to enter Sandhurst, the Royal Military Academy, and train to become an army officer. But some people questioned whether his judgment shows him to be officer material. Doug Henderson is a former armed forces minister.
I think it would be very inappropriate that someone who had done such a stupid thing as Prince Harry has should join the army.
The question on many critics' minds was this: just what kind of history did Harry study at Eton College, the exclusive high school founded in 1440? Then again, a poll commissioned last month by the BBC showed that nearly half of the Britons asked had never heard of Auschwitz. Israeli media have also published the picture. Dr. Robert Rosette is a scholar at Yad Vashem, Israel's National Holocaust Memorial.
The Holocaust is representative of man's greatest evil that ever occurred, and a collapse in morality and human civilization. So when a prince of England and Great Britain wears the uniform of a Nazi soldier at a party, it indicates that the lessons of the Holocaust, the meaning of the Holocaust, have not really entered deeply within his understanding and consciousness.
Israeli Vice Premier Shimon Peres tried to look on the bright side. He commented that maybe next time Harry would dress and behave like a prince. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.